Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Happy 6-10 day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as the Texans had day one of their mandatory minicamp. A lot going on around the city. The Astros, they get ready to take on the White Sox in a series where they may have a chance to really continue to stretch out this lead in the AL West because the White Sox are one of the worst teams in baseball, so they got a chance to continue to stack up some wins right here as they currently have a 3-game lead over Seattle in the West. But, Clint, you talked about this. This hit you in your mind while we were talking with Will a little bit earlier about Damian Pierce. What circulated? What broke?
Well, can we please stop with the Damian Pierce stuff? Almost cussed. Just let's stop with the Damian Pierce ain't pissed a drop in 2 years. Damian Pierce has been a running back that the organization time and time again has shown and told us we don't trust Damian Pierce. Yeah, we right. don't trust Damian Pierce enough to be a third down back in pass protection so much so we got a guy that's a special teams guru and a kicker in Dare Ogunbowale that we'll put in there in a critical situation because we don't trust a real running back that we have enough. Can we please stop with the Damian Pierce stuff as it pertains to the Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon conversation? You got a chance with Nick Chubb. And look, I understand there's some risk there with the knee. Okay? I totally get that. And the downside of this is Nick Chubb proves in training camp that, hey, man, he ain't worth a flip. Get his ass up out of here. You spent $2.5 million on him. Right? I mean, $2.5 million, you get this potential. A guy that could potentially come back and be an absolute workhorse for you and at the very worst be a really good number two option. A guy you can trust, a guy that can pass protect, a guy that can run downhill and get you 1 or 2 yards in short yardage situations. Can we please stop with the what if Damian Pierce goes on and does something big in Miami or San Francisco?
Oh, is that what you've been hearing?
Yeah, man. Like, who gives a rip? I like Damian Pierce, so I hope Damian Pierce goes on and does something good somewhere else. It is 100% irrelevant to what's going on in Houston. I mean, the thought of, like, we get a chance to get a guy like Nick Chubb in the building, and the first thing we do is, oh, well, man, what, you know, Damian Pierce, he's going to compete. No, he's not competing with Damian Pierce. If Nick Chubb is healthy, this isn't a competition with Damian Pierce. If I don't care if it's Nick Chubb or somebody else, if the Texans brought a free agent in here right now and paid him $2.5 million, if they brought a veteran in here right now and the thought was he's going to compete with the guy that we don't trust, he's going to compete with the guy that can't pass protect according to the way we've played him. He's going to compete with a guy that Dare Ogunbowale plays over on third down, what are we talking about? Like, if that's the goal, that guy's not even going to help us win games. That guy's not going to help us take the next step. That guy's not going to help the Texans become a true contender in the AFC and hopefully for a Super Bowl. Like, I keep hearing Damian Pierce, and I know he's in the running back room. I get it. But Damian Pierce is a non-factor in the Nick Chubb situation. Nick Chubb is your number two back and potentially is your 1B back.
713-572-4610, YouTube,
and Twitch. Damian Pierce shouldn't even be in the conversation with Woody Marks.
How many people have been concerned about what this means for Damian Pierce? Since Nick Chubb has gotten signed and he is now a Texan, how many people have had concerns on what this could mean for Damian Pierce and the potential of him going somewhere and blowing up? I'd like to see some of the thoughts, because I hadn't really seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of good riddance on Damian Pierce.
Well, I don't look at the text line. I don't know. I'm just basing off. I mean, I listened to Sean and him this morning. I listened to In the Loop. I listened to all of our shows along here, and it just seems like callers and texters that they were bringing up all revolved around Damian Pierce. And I'm like, guys, Damian Pierce is a non-factor in this Nick Chubb thing. I mean, an absolute non-factor.
Yeah, someone texted in, how can you say he hasn't pissed a drop when the last time they let him play, he had a career day?
He has not pissed a drop. I'm not saying he's not a good running back. I'm saying he's got a chance. He could go somewhere else in a similar system. There's going to be six different teams in the NFL that are running some combination of a Bobby Slowick, Nick Cayley type of offense. And those teams tend to go through running backs like mess through a goose. They go through three, four, five of them a year. So he's going to get opportunities, and he might play well. I'm just telling you right now, it's over in Houston. Like, he is not the only time. With this, what the texter's referring to is Joe Mixon. Was he hurt, or was it just late in the season?
That's the last game of the year they set people.
And he played well. Okay, that's fine. When it comes down to you bring Nick Chubb in here, and the thought is he's competing with Damian Pierce. I mean, it just, I don't know. I'm driving around this morning, I'm thinking, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. I think that's crazy talk.
And they say no.
Yeah, so you're telling me I'm worked up for no reason?
Well, I know. Hell, you heard what you heard. I'm telling you, I just hadn't heard it or seen many people say, damn, no, wow, they signed Nick Chubb, but man, what's this going to mess up for Damian Pierce? I've had thoughts of what will this mean for Woody Marks. Will Woody Marks lose potential, you know, snaps that he was going to get? But it doesn't jump in the way of signing a Nick Chubb. I looked at Damian Pierce's, his days are numbered.
Yeah.
The way Will was talking, his days, it's over.
It's over. And he may go somewhere and play well. But it's like, oh, well, what if Nick Chubb doesn't pan out and Damian Pierce goes somewhere? So what? I mean, we're talking about a guy that, for whatever reason, this organization clearly does not trust with carries or protecting the quarterback. I mean, who cares what he goes on and does? The reality of it is he is not going to help Houston, and Nick Chubb has a chance. God willing, Nick Chubb has a chance to help us in a major, major way.
Yeah, I mean, the big part is, as you just said, and we've talked about it, is they just do not have any faith or belief in him. As you said, they have taken him off and just said, hey, man, the faith and belief we have in you right now is returning kickoffs.
Whew. We got enough of them, too.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, I don't know if he's injured. You know, we're getting the reports of Joe Mixon has an injury and an explanation of why he's not out there. We're not getting any reports about what's up with Damian Pierce. But he's out there, which, at the very least, you would think he's fighting for his football life in Houston here, and he's not out there right now, which is an odd thing. So, no, I see some people coming in. Clint is completely right. I love DP, but he's just not good with us. We are in a win-now mode. As someone texted, tell the texter DP played well against Tennessee. Yeah, he played well against Tennessee and New England. Those were the two games. I mean, but outside of that, he really didn't do much.
Worst case scenario for the Texans, like I said, Nick Chubb doesn't work out. Damian Pierce goes somewhere and plays well. So what? Like, if you don't want to, or like the organization, this is a decision that the organization absolutely has to make, and it's one that I absolutely love. And I'm not even talking about how much I like Nick Chubb. I'm just talking about from general. Like, I like, hey, it's time to move on, man. I mean, it's time to move on from a guy that's eating up a roster spot that you clearly don't trust, and it's detrimental to Joe Mixon. It's detrimental to this offense. When you get in critical situations, you've got Dare Ogunbowale in the backfield. Like, that's not, at least plan-wise, that can't be the plan. If you get to the end of the season and you've had four or five guys get injured and Dare Ogunbowale, Mr. Reliables, they're cool. But you can't go into the season with that being the mindset. Yeah, right? We got to move on from this Damian Pierce, Ogunbowale, no trust.
And I think the Texans will make the move on period more easier for people, because I think they're going to move on from Damian Pierce. Like, the thing is, for those who are in that space, whoever you've heard from and some of the people texting in on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line, boss, Damian Pierce, had they not signed Nick Chubb, was not going to get the carries. I don't know that he was going to be the number two. I think Woody Marks would have gotten those. I think it is clear they have potentially moved on. And I'll be honest with you, I will say I have no inside information. I don't know anything. I heard what Will just had to say, and he's plugged in. I don't think it's a coincidence that he has not shown up on the practice field for OTAs or mandatory minicamp at this point. They said they got 100% attendance. Maybe I don't think it is a – just like I don't think it's a coincidence that we haven't seen Christian Harris. Like, I don't think it's a coincidence those guys have not shown up on the practice field. Could be dead wrong, but no, I mean, I don't think he's in the plans. And I think they had made a point of moving on when they went after aggressively going after Nick Chubb. We heard J.K. Dobbins, by the way, he just signed a 1-year deal with the Denver Broncos. We heard those names connected with them. They moved up in the draft to get Woody Marks. They have been moving past Damian Pierce. And like you said, I hope he goes and balls out somewhere.
Yeah. There's a sleeper there, too, who was pretty good last preseason, was British Brooks. If you want to talk about a young guy that you can kind of bounce around him and maybe he's something, maybe he's not, they got plenty of those young guys. Yep. And you see him getting run in OTAs. You see him getting run in the absence of Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon. But
Next line coming through, DP wasn't good with Slowick. Slowick is gone. Let him have a shot. One last shot with Nick Caley's offense. Why? You got Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but that's this another shot thing. It's run its course, man. I think John Metchie's run his course. I think Damian Pierce has run his course.
I don't think it was just Bobby Slowick that felt like the trust of Damian Pierce was gone from.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah.
I don't know. They said he was a tyrant. So I don't.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
By the way, again, wanted to let you know straight up, I hope Hal's doing all right in Miami. It seems like his head coach is a little annoyed the way he's going off and cussing during press conferences.
Who?
Mike. Mike McDaniel. He's going off a little bit in these press conferences. But real quick, the offensive line, day one of mandatory minicamp, starting offensive line. Left tackle, Cam Robinson. Left guard, Lakin Tomlinson. Center, Jake Andrews again. Right guard, Titus Howard. Right tackle, Blake Fisher. The Cam Robinson thing is interesting because the first round when they did team, it was Cam Robinson. But then the second time they did team, everybody was the same with Tomlinson, Andrews, Howard, and Fisher. Ariante Ursary, the rookie, stepped in as the left tackle and Cam moved down to the second spot. So the only place right now we look at it and it looks like a competition is only the Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary, just because those are switching out. Well, at least today. It could be different tomorrow. But Juice Scruggs was playing maybe second team guard and third team center, with Patterson as second team center. But this right here, these six, if you if you look at Cam Robinson and Arianti Ursary, seems like the six that have a chance to be the first team.
Boy, you talk about best case scenario in Houston is if Arianti Ursary can push Cam Robinson for the start and left tackle job. I mean, D'Amico Ryans is still talking about him learning how to be a professional, take care of his body kind of thing. We'll see how he matures there and how that develops. And it's definitely something at this point. I don't think it's remotely close to there yet, but it is something to keep an eye on because, like you said, Cam goes with the ones, one sit, and then when CJ rolls back around, Arianti Ursary's over there getting that work in. So
he's big as hell.
Yeah, he's a big dude. It's awfully talented, and he's out there, and they are in pads, and like I said, they are in sweats, and these defensive ends are just pinning their ears back. And he's not, it's not one of those deals where it's like, man, what the hell, Ursary's over getting his ass whooped. You know what I mean? They're just speed rushing the hell out of him. He doesn't stand out and they hadn't had pads on. We don't know. We'll find out more about these guys when it gets real in camp. But, yeah, I mean, if that is a reality where he's competing with Cam Robinson that's even on the radar, boy, that was a hell of a pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And it looks like, both of them look good now.
Mm-hmm.
Look like strong looking left tackles, yep. At least. So that there also is the big story of the offseason, the offensive line. And it looks like we're starting to see some continuity of what the first team is going to look like. All right, it is Tuesday. We'll do a little real or fake. I say a statement. You say if it's real or fake. You can join in with this as well on the text line and YouTube and Twitch as we continue right here live.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the drive.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
Happy 610 Day, H-Town. Celebrating another. Another year is Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Man, it is 610 day, isn't it? It is. Tyler, before we get to real or fake, Tyler, you have probably been listening to 610 more than anybody on the show. What was the first shows? I just want to get the age. I want to get, and maybe other listeners can understand the age of Tyler Milner. What was the first show or shows you remember listening to on Sports Radio 610? You've been listening to it most of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool story I like to share with folks. Went from being a listener to working here. But do you mean more so like listening on my own time, like really into it, like P1?
What do you remember, the first shows you remember listening to? I don't know if you, I would assume you're listening with your dad.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. What were the first shows? Who was on?
First show I can remember listening to a dad's truck was probably the morning show that paired Vandermeer with Granato. Is that right?
Mark Vandermeer was a host?
Yes. Yes. Before he was the voice of the Texans.
I think I heard, like, Sean. Did him and Sean work together?
Johnny Harris worked with Sean.
Yeah.
John Harris worked with Sean. That's right.
That was before my time.
Ooh, Mark Vandermeer.
But the
I
first...
thought you were going to say Clinton Campbell.
Oh, God. No. No, man. My dad raised me on these airwaves. I would say the first show on these airwaves that I remember, like, as myself, like as a young teenager, like tuning into all by myself, like P1, couldn't miss, was the very show we were discussing a lot earlier with In the Loop, and that was the In the Loop days of Nick Wright, Lopez, and Jim Mudd.
Oh, so that's your strong wheelhouse listening time.
Yeah, that's the show that really, I guess, kind of made me fall in love with this radio thing.
Yeah, yeah. Someone said Lopez was with Mark. That's right. Okay, I think I've heard that.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, Lopez was with Mark. All right, well, there you go. You go back. Mark Vandermeer, the host.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to get some of the archives to hear some of that.
Hear Vandy go? Hear him riff a bit?
I want to hear, was he a hot take artist? I don't think he was. He seems measured.
But when he, it would be rare, but from what I remember, when he would get angry or fired up about something, it was great radio.
Yeah, I've heard him get a little fired up.
Was he the voice of the Texans at the time?
No, he would.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
He's been the voice of the Texans from the jump, hadn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was working here at this station as a radio host until 2002 when they came into existence, and then he got that gig.
I thought he was in Miami as the play-by-play.
I know he was doing that at one point, but...
Huh. I'll be damned.
I could be wrong.
He got some pipes now.
No, he did. I want to hear him get good and mad.
Oh,
man,
Brooke Pryor with the Steelers. She gets a lot of run, doesn't she?
Well, rock and roll, meow.
Brooke in Kansas City. Yeah. Remember Brooke.
I tell you what, Aaron Rodgers is getting a lot of run in this day's news cycle, isn't he?
She's covering a good crew. I think a little Mike Tomlin, a little Aaron Rodgers.
Is she just Cleveland? I mean, just Pittsburgh, or she does Cleveland too?
No, just Pittsburgh.
It's Mary Kay something in Cleveland.
Mary Kay Cabot.
Yeah, there we go.
When I came out of the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, someone said Mudd's influence on your producer style is apparent.
And I would 110% co-sign that and agree. That is a strong ear you have right there, my friend. I definitely cannot deny Jim Mudd's impact on especially some of the humor.
Yeah. All right, let's do a little real or fake. I say a statement, text line, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in with your thoughts if it's real or fake. The Texans have a top 5 skills group in the AFC. The Texans have a top 5 skills group in the AFC. Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and for many of you, Damian Pierce.
Don't do that. Clint will get angry.
None.
I can see the anger shark swimming in Clint's
head
right now.
Nick Caserio, Jalen Higgins, the rookie, Christian Kirk, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover. Is this a top 5?
Are you talking about offensive skill?
Offensive just skill players.
No, absolutely not.
Is this real?
So? No. It might be. Obviously, the rookie Higgins we don't know about. But, I mean, like, Baltimore is a lot closer than you think. They've got Derrick Henry, obviously. But, like, I don't – like, their receivers aren't aren't that great. I think the Texans have the best receiver. I mean, the Texans may arguably have the best, one of the best receivers at top.
I think the Texans would win offensive skill. I think the Texans would win most battles in the AFC with Nico Collins as that number one. The problem is you're going to lose every single tight end battle.
Not every single.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the top ones. I'm talking about the top ones.
Yeah, so like, I think the Bengals are probably up there with that. I mean, I think the Texans' running game is probably better than theirs. Their receivers are better, but I don't know. Like, they've got Chase and Higgins, but outside of that, they don't have – those are two really good. They don't have great ones. I think it's on the table. I think the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Ravens, Buffalo are probably in there with that. But everybody else, I feel like the Texans may – Christian Kirk and Nico Collins, and then the combo in the backfield is pretty strong. I mean, I'm going to say it's true. I'm going to say it's true. I don't know about them big boys up front, but I'm going to say it's true. Top five just skilled guys. I'll put the Texans in there. Mm. Top five.
Ain't no chance. ain't no chance. You done lost your mind.
Someone said the Dolphins. Nah, I forget about the Dolphins sometimes. They're probably pretty good. Good skills. Good receivers. I think it's at least the conversation. I feel like they might run into that five range. All right, real or fake? If the Pacers win the championship, Tyrese Haliburton is officially a superstar.
Fake again. We did have this is Haliburton a superstar conversation on Friday with old Chris Pardee, and I tried to get there, but I can't. I mean, you can't be a averaging what we averaged, about 17 and a half points, something like that, in the playoffs. Now clutch, ain't no doubt about that. But I don't like I need more out of him on a night in, night out basis for him to be a superstar of any sort.
See,
clutch. Yeah, some of that comment. Yeah, sure. Superstar. Nah, I'm out.
If they win it, I gotta believe he's gonna play a major part in it. And I think he is most definitely a superstar. I do think, and you said it, you did it. I do think a lot of times we incorporate like a superstar impacting the game just via scoring, and their scoring has to be at a certain level. As I've said this before with him, I think Steve Nash was a superstar. This was a two-time MVP in the league. I think Chris Paul is a superstar. I know for a fact Chris Paul has never averaged more than 20 points in a season. And Steve Nash has won MVPs with Shaq and Kobe in the league, and not doing it from that point. His impact is all of it. Scoring, in assists, rebounds, getting people, even the hockey assists. So to me, if he were just a scorer, that's one thing, but his whole impact to me is bigger than just him not averaging 20 or 25 points a game. So he feels like the superstar in the Steve Nash, Chris Paul range of things.
Do you view him as a true point guard?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is, and I think it's what gets him in trouble, because his mindset at the beginning of games is to get everybody else involved, and like tonight, I think he may be selfish, right? Tonight, I think he may be selfish, but I just think it's just the scoring thing that we throw on there. Someone texting Haliburton's an all-star, not superstar status. Yeah, right now, if he leads the Indiana Pacers to a championship, and you combine his clutch thing where he's like 13 for 15 with shots under 5 seconds in one possession games in the postseason, like you combine that with everything he means for the team, like that's like that one game he had against the Knicks where he's like 31, 12 and 15 with no turnovers in the game. Like he's something else. All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive, this is interesting. C.J. Stroud was asked by the media today what excites him about the Nick Caley offense. We'll let you hear what he had to say, but there's another C.J. in Houston who has thoughts on answering that question as well. We'll let you hear his thoughts 2 coming up next right here live on the
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get your flowers for sure.
Happy 610 Day, H-Town. Celebrating another year as Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. CJ Stroud, yes, he was throwing today and looked normal, as he even said himself. A bit rusty, had some throws that you could tell by his reaction and what he said afterwards he wished he could have back. But he looked normal, and as D'Amico said today, he looked pretty good today. And that was good to see. That was the big story rolling into things. Tyler, I think we should have a CJ off.
I'm very curious to find out what that means.
A little CJ off.
Well, that
a little,
could get interesting.
A little
could get real sexual.
CJ can? A CJ off.
Well, I'm not thinking CJ Stroud. I'm wondering what CJ stands for. I don't know where your mind's going right now.
If the B...
Did you see my tweet this morning? I mean, I don't think I tweeted it. Damn, gosh dang.
Come on, man. Get your head in the game.
My man hit us with it. Did you see that tweet today? And then in a second later...
It was specifically... It was specifically on Tyler's pervertedness.
Oh, damn.
Or my just, you know.
Well, I thought it was really creative.
Loving sexual nature.
I thought this was really creative, and it's very fitting. Tyler tweeted, right, a picture of Woody Marks and a picture of Nick Chubb, and said it would appear that GM Nick Caserio and head coach D'Amico Ryans are aiming to erect, and erect.
In all caps.
Erect, by the way, all caps. A better running game for these Texans next season by adding Woody and Chubb.
Do you disagree?
No, I thought it was very creative.
Man, I was just trying to to put out a Texans take for
the
folks.
I just wish I could have been there to see the chuckle he had when he
did that, right? So my tweet, which I didn't hit send because I caught myself. I was driving, fiddling around with it. But
got him.
Hey, we've all been there, man.
I said, my guy Tyler's at the age where he's toeing the line of one of two categories, right? The young, horny pervert or the old, weird, creepy perv?
Well, I'm not old, so.
And this tweet is on which side? You're getting older.
Yeah, but I'm not old. I'm just sexual, man. Nope. Just me, dude. It's just who I am, you know? It's just built into me.
I said, damn it, I'm just sexual.
Like, even if I wanted to, I can't fight this.
I'm just sexual.
Hey, it comes bubbling up out
this
of me.
This dude's talking about pictures of Woody Marks and Nick Chubb and says, dead face. I'm just sexual,
damn it,
man.
I'm just sexual. Just who I am.
Hey, we might have one of the hardest running back rooms in the damn league now. You know what I mean?
Capital H, again. Right?
Hardest, yeah.
It's my blood flowing.
It's just the way I'm built.
That was good. Well played, T. Well played.
Can't help that the Lord built you that horny, can you?
It's just me, man. Take it or leave it. I'm going to be who I am.
I love it.
You're going to say take it.
There's horny pervs all over America, right? But there's like at some point you cross over from that young.
Oh, sure.
That young, let's go party, let's have a good time perv. To like, okay, now we're just. Now
you become John Lopez.
Tyler.
Hey, I didn't say that. I didn't bring Lopez into it.
Sorry, OG.
I didn't do it.
I think there was some point there where Tyler maybe tried to fight, you know, fight like, oh man, I don't like this is probably not normal. People probably think I'm a little weird with how sexual and horny I can get. And then at some point he just let his hair down and just embraced it. And now he's completely embraced it for himself. he doesn't try to hide it.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
He just, he knows who he is, and he ain't afraid to show it. Big Horny T. I love it.
Big Horny T. Old King Ding-a-ling in there.
Now that we've turned CJ versus CJ sexual. So, it's only the way.
Take it or leave it, baby.
The baby at the end is what I.
Arms what in I the air.
Love. Yeah, arms extended. Take it, still extended, currently. Those of you on YouTube, it's which just dropped. But. So, C.J. Stroud was asked what excites him most about the Nick Caley offense. This is really one of the first times we've talked to him or we've heard from him since he's actually been executing the Nick Caley offense on the field in front of the media. And before we hear his answer, let's go to another C.J., Clinton Jacob.
Oh,
CJ.
Before you're here, you going to do me first?
Yeah, CJ versus CJ battle. CJ Stroud was asked what excites him most about the Nick Caley offense. And we'll let you hear his answer after Clint goes, our CJ. You, CJ, Clinton Jacob, what for you? If you've watched this offense play, now you got to see CJ today. What excites you the most?
Well, I tell you guys, it's a really good question, by the way, but what excites me the most has to be just the control at the line of scrimmage. We've talked about, you know, I had more control in college and you know, having more control with Nick Caley's kind of been the plan since we got here. I'm looking forward to being able to get us out of a bad play and into a good play. I'm looking forward to having the ability at the line of scrimmage to protect myself. And when I don't protect myself, when I don't get the call just right, I at least know where the pressure's coming from. So then we can be a more efficient offense and I can take less hits. My offensive line can take, you know, less criticism, and overall offensively we can move the ball and score more points. That would be where I would start. You know, the other part of that is I've mentioned it multiple times, but you know, this approach with Nick Caley is a much more collaborative effort. You know, we start with my quarterback coach, Gerard Johnson. I mean, he's taking a little bit more of a role in the passing game coordinator type of work, and you know, I'm obviously in the room with him every single day, and him having a little bit more control, a little bit more say-so, and a little bit more of an impact on what we're doing offensively helps, given our relationship. And so those are the two big things for me, but the list goes on and on. How long do you guys have?
Well, that's a solid answer. Okay. So basically for you, it was the control and the say-so, what's happening on the field, in game, in snap, that you maybe didn't have last year.
Yeah, it's a responsibility that I look forward to. I want the responsibility. I'm ready to embrace it. I've been in a league long enough now to where this is the next step for me, and I'm excited about it. Yeah.
All right, that was Clint's answer to it. Anybody got any guesses on what CJ's answer was?
Anybody doesn't got matter guesses? If you do, you ain't gonna get this one. Nobody knows.
We got CJ versus CJ. We heard Clint Sterner, Clinton Jacob, our CJ. Here's Coleridge Bernard, CJ Stroud. Here is his answer to what he is excited most about Nick Caley's offense.
Him as a person. I think for me, like, I buy into people. I really don't buy into, like, system. You know, I kind of have that thing about, like, life. Is like, you know, it's the people and the relationships that kind of take things and make it rocket ship to the stars. So just him as a person, man, like, he's has probably the most juice I've ever seen in my life. Just naturally. I'm a very laid back, chill guy. Except for, like, when I'm in between the lines, but, like, he's 6 a.m, he's up, he's at it. So, like, that kind of, like, gets me motivated. And just, you know, how he buys into his players and, you know, he calls me a lot. I don't always answer because he always yelling and stuff, but you know, I appreciate it though, and it's you know, it's been great. You know, he's implementing a lot of things he's done in the past, which is important as well. The system is important, and he's doing a great job. You know, as you guys have seen, you know, we've been able to you know, have a pretty good OTA off-season program from what you guys can see, and even things that y'all can't see, building that foundation so we can rocket ship once we snap that ball, you know, against LA. So I love Nick, and he's doing a great job.
What?
A little different. His is just him. He just likes Nick. He said it was interesting. He said he more buys into people than systems. Yeah. And rocket ships.
Yeah. That was tough.
Rocket ships to the top. Rocket ship. So his.
It sounded like he just started reading a kid's story, like a kid's book, like mid press conference. Like, this is how we take the rocket ship to where we want to go, above and beyond.
Well, I think, to be fair, I'd bet you a good amount of money that there's a lot of rocket ship conversations going on.
Rocket ships is not a talking point in that locker room.
CJ mentioned rocket ships. He mentioned taking off.
He turned into a toddler before our eyes at the podium.
That is.
And I mean, he was lighting up. He was ecstatic. He was violent.
I think somewhere in CJ's world, whether that's through D'Amico or it's JJ, Gerard Johnson, or it's, I don't know who his mentors or mentors and guidance counselors or whatever you call it are. I don't know. Somebody in his world is rocket shipping, and it's time in your career, man. It's time in your career, man. You sat there on the launch pad with these big engines, just sparks going everywhere, and that revving your engine and that power, and it's time to just take off like a rocket ship. I'm telling you,
rocket ship.
I'm telling you, there's somebody in CJ's world rocket shipping him
to the stars.
Yeah,
to the stars.
That
I'll be honest. Where I get from this is so clearly, like, hey man, it's about him. So immediately it makes me wonder, damn, Bobby Slowick again, old Bobbo.
Hey man,
again Bobbo, hell with the scheme, man. I just said it was hard for me. It was hard just to get past just him. The difference, like
that energy, man, that juice, man,
that juice. That the difference is. Him, like when you hear that, naturally it's like him. That's what excites me the most.
You know,
as opposed to the person that, like, what
you know what up. You know what, Ron, and I make this, I draw this parallel quite a bit, right? The noise that we hear, and I'm gonna bring it back to myself just so people know that it's just a reality. You know, you make every time you ask about somebody about Nick Caley, it's never, hey man, this dude's got like next level offensive mind, man. Like this is gonna be special, man. There's no doubt about it. We gotta, you know,
it's energy
and vibe, right?
make it rocket shit.
That's like when that's like when folks up in I run into folks that you know watched or was a scout or something when I was playing ball, and they said, "Man, hey, you's a tough son of a gun, boy."
To the stars.
I say thank you.
They didn't talk about your out route.
Right? That's where, hey man, you was a tough, you're the toughest quarterback I ever seen. Tough this, tough that, tough this. It's like, what you're really saying is, wasn't big, arm wasn't big enough, couldn't really make plays with my feet. There ain't no doubt. There ain't no, I mean, when somebody really leans hard, like you got to, especially in today's world, I mean, the quarterback arena, man, there's terminology and phrases you could use for any quarterback. I get tough. Like, clearly they were not real impressed with my game.
That's not what they said. That's not what they said about Darren McFadden.
Oh, no, no. That's not what that ain't what they said about Ryan Mallett. No. That Taylen Green kid up to right now, that ain't what they're saying about him. No, sir.
Make it rocket shit.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's what scares me about this Kaylee deal is it is a lot of smoke and mirrors so far. Man. Damn. Hey, man. Damn, calls me so much and he's so loud I don't even answer.
CJ says he looks at that phone and says, it says Nick.
No, it says Kales.
It's got Kales. That's right, because it's got to. Because you got to on the Knicks, you got to spell them out. There could be a Nick C. There could be Casario.
Knicks are stacking up.
Yeah, man.
What you got going?
To the stars.
Damn, little more Texans mandatory mini, man. A little mandatory mini camp talk. Just all the takeaways for today. Today was a good day, y'all. Today was a really, really good day. Not for rocket ships and not for CJ at the podium, but definitely what we saw on the field. We will, we'll talk all about that and catch up on everything that went on at NRG Stadium today in mandatory mini camp day one, Houston Texans. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.